This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
This is Faith Under Fire, listening to voices from religious battlegrounds in our region and across the nation. I'm Greg Gillespie, and today a return visit from Ariel Del Turco. She works with the Family Research Council and coordinated their study of hostile actions and threats against Christian groups and facilities. Ariel, before we get into new topics about what these statistics mean, let's briefly recap the trends that your study found.
Over those 6 years, we've sadly seen a huge increase in the amount of acts of hostility that are being committed against churches in the United States. Our numbers most recently from last year in 2023, we identified 436 acts of hostility against churches, and that was more than double the previous year, which only had 195 incidents. So we're seeing a sharp increase in recent years, and we think that's very concerning for anyone who cares about religious freedom. This is actually an issue that can unify churches along denominations, across the political spectrum. All Christians and all people of faith should be able to say that it's totally unacceptable for these crimes to be occurring against Christians and against churches. We don't want any religious community to feel that they are being targeted in their community, that they are under threat, that their church is unwanted. I think this is an issue that transcends some of these political boundaries and even religious boundaries. This is something that I think all religious adherents can agree on.
Okay, there's some in popular conversation that, oh, these Christians are dangerous and these Christians are taking away rights and all that. But at the same time, it's not the Christians who are firebombing and taking guns into places. The Christians are the victims of the incidents that your research has analyzed.
That's a good point. And I think some of the political discourse, particularly around the Christian faith right now, is very dangerous. We see the news media repeatedly going after something that they call Christian nationalism, which they're painting as this very widespread and dangerous force in the United States. But really, if you dig down, what they mean by Christian nationalism is just conservative Christians, right? If you're pro-life, if you think that your rights come from God and not government, there are certain people in the media that are going to paint you as an extremist, as a Christian nationalist. And I think that's very unhelpful when we're living in a culture that is increasingly secular, doesn't understand religion, and views religion as more and more of a threat, and therefore as something that maybe even deserves to be targeted in your community. I think a lot of that political discourse is very unhelpful, and it's doing the opposite of fostering a culture of respect and of one that affirms everyone's right to religious freedom.
Let's have some positive advice for people who are on a local church board or a pastor or an elder, people who are involved in networks or denominational officials, hearing all this big issue of how violence and hostility against churches has doubled in the last year. That's scary. Do you have some positive advice for how to keep your people safe and how to speak out about the injustice of this?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing about this issue is that it's not primarily a policy issue. Thankfully, we already do have laws on the books that protect churches from violence. This is already illegal. We see this more as a cultural issue. That means we can participate in the solution. We can all be a part of shaping the communities that we live in society at large. I always encourage people to take very simple steps to foster cultural support for religious freedom. And we can do that simply by living out our faith in the public square and not being shy to share our beliefs or to pray in public or to let people at your secular corporation know that you go to church, or maybe even know that you're pro-life and let them know why in a respectful way. These simple acts of not hiding your faith, of living out your faith in the public square, is going to go a long way in the long term towards building a culture that understands religion, that respects people's different religious beliefs, and ultimately one that affirms affirms everyone's right to religious freedom. And that's the type of culture that we want to live in.
Ariel, you created an online version of this report summarizing what's been happening, analyzing why. Where can people find that report, and what will they find when they get that either forwarded or printed out to talk at their local congregation?
Yeah, so you can access the report at frc.org/hostility against churches, and you're going to see a brief analysis of the problem, some of the states where this is most prominent, and maybe you'll see incidents in your state. And then we actually have a summary of every single incident that is tracked. So it's been over 900 incidents over the past 6 years. So there's a lot there, but you can search for your state and see what's been happening in your area and share it with people. I think a lot of people don't know about this trend, but they would care. As Christians, we all go to church and are plugged in with our church community, and we care how our church might be targeted or might not be. So I think this is something that's relatable, and it's important for us to understand what's happening.
Ariel Del Turco of the Family Research Council, as she says, 900 incidents at churches in the last 6 years. Some of those have happened in our listening area in Pennsylvania and New York, but the disturbing trend that I hear from that, 900 in the last 6 years, almost half of those have just been in the past year since January 2023. Ariel, thank you for sharing this information with us, and we hope that it becomes an encouragement for action and prayer for our listeners. Thanks for being with us today on Family Life.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.